AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The father of a black man shot dead by a white police officer in South Carolina says his heart was broken when he saw the video. The officer's been charged with murder. Does the dead man's father think race played a part in this?
The way he was shooting that gun, I looked like he was trying to kill a deer or something running through the woods. I don't know whether it was racial or it was something wrong with his head or what.
Walter Scott's father, also named Walter, told the Today Show he doesn't believe the officer's attorney's statement that Scott tried to grab the officer's stun gun. He says he thinks his son was running from the officer because he had child support issues. The patrolman had stopped Walter Scott because of a faulty brake light. An Afghan soldier opened fire on U.S. troops in Afghanistan today, wounding three U.S. service members before he was shot dead by American troops. A U.S. embassy official had just left the compound in the city of Jalalabad, but we don't know anything more than that yet. The weather in the middle part of the nation will likely get pretty ugly over the next couple of days. The Storm Prediction Center's Roger Edwards says it'll begin today with large hail, high winds, and tornadoes.
We have a risk of severe storms today that pretty much covers a swath from southwest Ohio all the way across Missouri to northwest Texas.
Tomorrow, an area that includes St. Louis and Chicago will see storms as well. President Obama says the biggest challenge under his health care law is getting more states to expand Medicaid coverage. He tells ABC that stubbornness among state leaders who aren't using the benefit is based on ideology, not on wise public health policy. And he says he gives the law an 8 out of 10 and calls a lawsuit hanging over it the last gasp of opposition. This is AP Radio News. An air controller strike is canceling a lot of flights in France. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this story.
France's air traffic controllers are striking because of a quarrel over working and retirement conditions. Part of the dispute concerns the raising of the retirement age for controllers from 67 to 69 years. In a statement, the air traffic controllers union says disruption is expected over the whole country today. France's main airline, Air France, reports that long-haul flights would not be affected, but that only about 60% of medium-haul flights from and to Paris's main airport would go ahead. Paris's second-largest airport, Orly, is also affected. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The University of Connecticut women won their NCAA title last night over Notre Dame 63-53 and Duke's 68-63 comeback NCAA win over Wisconsin on CBS averaged the most viewers since 1997. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.